الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالهدى ودين الحق أرسله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبارك وسلم أبدا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. محمد رسول الله، صدق الله مولانا العلي العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين المكين، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وفي حرم بمن بيسر وسامى مدده تبلعيدي مدده كعبه إمام مدده انتظار كرم تستمني عيني را اے خدا جویو خدا بینو خدا دا مدده. The time has gone very far and I think the hearing capacity gone very short, and I have no capability to deliver any elaborated speech after the speech which have been delivered by Muhaddis-e Kabir Hazrat Allama Ziaul Mustafa Qadri Razavi Amjadi. However, I will try to summarize what ever he said in few minutes. During his speech, I was just hearing a slogan. The people were shouting the slogan of Maslak-e Ala Hazrat. The question rises whether Ala Hazrat innovated any religion is in it. The answer is that he never innovated any new religion in his name. This is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been granted to Ala Hazrat through the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and by the wasila of Ghawse Pak, that his personality has become the standard of real Sunni Muslim. And the real Islam is known in this age in the name of Maslak-e Ala Hazrat. Otherwise, Maslak-e Ala Hazrat is never any innovative religion. This is the way, and this is the thought, and this is the very belief which we have inherited from the holy companions of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I just recited a very short part of a holy verse of Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It means Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is a part of verse of Holy Quran. In the meantime, it is the second part of Islamic creed. The second part of our kalima. What is our kalima? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no deity but Allah. And the second part is Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Through this kalima, you can derive what is the real Islam, and you can easily know who is the real Muslim, whether who they deny to adopt any means, any access proceeding to Allah, or whether the persons who believe in the wasila. No doubt, the second part gives us that anybody won't be considered as a Muslim until he recites Muhammadur Rasulullah. I'm just putting the question to you, and you have to answer to me, to my question. If someone contends with the first part of Islamic creed of this kalima, and he supposes that I will only recite La ilaha illallah, tell me, is he a Muslim? No, he is not a Muslim until he recites Muhammadur Rasulullah. He can't be considered as a Muslim. If you recite Muhammadur Rasulullah, then you are Muslim. So through the kalima, you can derive that the way of Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'at is the right way. You can derive that the belief of Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'at is the right belief. And this is the belief which we have inherited from the very beginning of Islam. Subhanallah. That is why you have listened few moments before, that Ala Hadrat says, Bakuda, Khuda ka yehi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar maka. Ala Hadrat swearing by Allah, the court of Allah, there is no court of Allah but the court of Holy Prophet. Yes. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And there is no escape. And there is no escape for anyone. And there is no deliverance from the calamity of Allah but if someone comes to this court, then he may escape from the azab, from the calamity of Allah. And if someone enters this court, he can escape and he can be delivered from the calamity of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. جو وہاں سے ہو یہیں آ کے ہو whatever is imposed from there. Is imposed here. And whatever is not existing here, then it means whatever is not existing here in the court of Medina, it means that it is not existent in the court of Allah. جو وہاں سے ہو یہیں آ کے ہو جو وہاں نہیں تو یہاں نہیں. So and you were listening during the speech of Muhaddis-e Kabir that Sahaba entered the mosque and they just urged very humbly Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, seeking the help, seeking the aid from Allah. No, seeking the reign of Allah through Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they shouted one slogan. What was that slogan? This is the slogan that is the symbol of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat in this age. They shouted, Ya Rasulullah. It is the symbol and it is the significant of us, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. Wahhabis refuse and we have Wahhabis urge Muslim not to shout Ya Rasulullah. So you can, now you can know who is contrary to Islam and who is going abide by Sharia and abide by Islam. Answer me. Who is following Islam? You, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, are they who refuse the practices of our holy companions, of holy companions of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah. The answer is very simple. Now, I just want to listen the answer from you. What is your answer? I just want to listen the answer from you. Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Suggest, it is my will that you must keep on the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. It is the teaching of Ahlif. It is the teaching of Fatiha. And the Fatiha is also is one of our significant. It is also is a symbol of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. We are Fatiha wala and they are not Fatiha wala. They refuse to recite Fatiha. They just claim to be very real Muslim. And they just claim that they are abiding by the teachings of Holy Quran. Can you tell me? I just want to question you. Is it prohibited to recite Fatiha anytime? So, we are very fortunate. We are very lucky that Fatiha is our symbol. And we have heard, and this has been narrated in so many traditions of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Satan never have the food if somebody recite Fatiha, if somebody recite Bismillah on that food. But Wahhabis excel in this age, Shaitan. And they've gone beyond of Shaitan. They refuse to adopt the food, to accept the food. Fatiha has been recited on long. What is the teaching of Surah Fatiha? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, lead us the right way. Lead us the right way. What is the right way? The explanatory stating, just coming in the other words. Surat al-ladhina anhamta alayhim. The way of people, you favored them. Wa'ala. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not the way, neither the way. Your anger occurred on them. Nor the way the people who gone astray. So it is the teaching of Surah Fatiha. And it is very beneficial if you revise this teaching, and if you remember this teaching, and you make your practices abide this teaching, according to this teaching. Keep Sunni and keep with the Sunnis, and avoid alignment and avoid the company with the misled people, and keep yourself away from the people who gone astray. This way you can proceed to Allah, this way you can proceed to Muhammadur Rasulullah, and this way you can deserve the deliverance, and this way you can deserve the paradise. Subhanallah. And ending my statement, I would like to ask you, tell me, are you sitting in the church? Where are you sitting? In the mosque, in the court of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You just have listened about the respect of the court of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the court of Allah, and this is the court of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this age, when the anti-Islamic cults are doing whatever possible to put you down, America is oppressing you, America is attacking Iraq, assaulting Iraq, but it is very regrettable that Sunni Muslims are not aware, and Muslims in this age look as if they are sleeping. You must be awake. And you must respect Islam, and you must abide by Sharia, and you must make your actions according the teachings of Sharia, and you must learn how to enter the mosque, and you must learn how to perform namaz. This is Allah
هو سيد خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. سبحان الله. Oh people, when you perform in namaz, you adopt the special dress of yourself. Tell me, the dress which you are with the most Muslim use to appear in that dress is it belonging to you, or is it belonging to the people who are going and who are remaining in Islam? So it is the time to renounce the practices, and it is the time to renounce the manners of the enemies of Islam.
Subhanallah.
You just revive the sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Untie your ties with the time.
Subhanallah.
Be cross always with the cross. It is very relatable. When I see people wearing ties, I see people wearing the Western dress, shirt and pants, and when they appear tucking their shirts in their pants and keeping their head naked, no cap on their head. So you just, if you want to respect the code of Allah, you must enter adopting the Islamic dress, and you just renounce any Islamic minor, any anti-Islamic minor, and any anti-Islamic ways. This way you can be successful, and this way you can gain the happiness and the pleasure of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And please, if you gain the pleasure of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will be happy in this world, and you will be successful in this world and in thereafter.
Subhanallah.
And nobody can put down you.
Subhanallah.
Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah.